Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for whatculture.com. And when it comes to video games, achievements have been baked into the very core of the experience. And to be honest, there's not much we wouldn't do in order to unlock them, as is proved by this list, because sometimes, well, video games made us get properly nasty. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is whatculture.com, and these are 10 disgusting video game achievements you should be ashamed of. Oh, and by the way, this is definitely not safe for work. Number 10. Turd Burglar. Duke Nukem Forever. Nobody plays a Duke Nukem game in the pursuit of good taste, though Duke Nukem Forever truly goes beyond the pale with its infamous Turd Burglar achievement. The game begins with the player taking a leak in a urinal, but those inquisitive few who have taken a look around the bathroom might discover some deposits that are left in a couple of cubicles by some truly wretched people. Now, for some godforsaken reason, the game also gives you the option to pick up an oversized chunk of poo, swiftly triggering the aforementioned achievement. And if that's not fun enough for you, you can always throw the turd around the bathroom, prompting Duke to quip, "A turd in the hand is worth two in the bush." What does that even mean, Duke? What are you talking about, you colossal f**khead? Duke Nukem Forever might have been a colossal disappointment in so many ways, but at least it evidently mastered the dubious art of fecal flinging. Good to see the developers' energies were being channeled in all the right places then. Number 9. Puking Rally. Dead Rising 2 off the record. Blood and vomit are never, ever going to be a good mix, but that's exactly what you'll need to spill in order to unlock the Puking Rally achievement in Dead Rising 2 off the record, which is low-key the best game in the entire franchise. Do not at me, because you know I'm right. All you need to do to pop this is chug 3 alcoholic beverages in a row, which will cause Frank to spew his guts up all over the place. At this point, you just gotta coax a zombie over to your position and lure them specifically over your pet pile of vomit. If you do this just right, the zombie will slip over in the former contents of your stomach, unlocking this achievement. Even the description is, well, pretty judgy though, saying, "Got a zombie to slip in a puddle of vomit. Classy move." Number 8. Scrotality. Dead to Rights Retribution. Cult classic third-person actioner Dead to Rights Retribution boasts an achievement sure to leave anyone owning a crotch crossing their legs and squirming in anguish. While playing as protagonist Jack Slate's canine companion Shadow, you can pop yourself an easy cheese by going to town on a goon's nether regions with a groin takedown attack. The game spares little detail in depicting Shadow chowing down on an enemy's knackers, with the dog biting down with enough force to drag the poor sap up off the ground as their most private region is permanently transformed. The understandably agonizing screams don't help quell the abject horror that is on display either. No matter how desensitized to video game violence you might be, this attack, well, it just feels personal. Number 7. Major Cannibalism. The Forest. Survival game The Forest sees the player stranded on a remote peninsula after surviving a plane crash, where they must then create a shelter and, well, avoid the mutant cannibal tribe that's residing within. But in a rather unexpected turn, players themselves are able to experiment and see what the other white meat tastes like by indulging their own cannibalistic curiosity. Though you can unlock the minor cannibalism achievement by eating a single human enemy, which is defined by eating 2 cooked arms and 2 cooked legs, you can indeed go the whole revolting hog by gunning for the major cannibalism achievement. To pop this, you'll need to eat an entire family, requiring you to kill 6 cannibals and then cook and eat a minimum of 12 arms and 12 legs. Yikes. Considering the rather nauseating repetition of hacking 24 limbs off, then roasting them, hanging them up to dry, and then devouring them one by one, the game makes sure you know how disgusting it is to earn this one. And if you manage to just randomly unlock this without using a guide, you probably need to speak to someone. Number 6. Hold My Hair. Watch Dogs 2. This is the second and final puke-related entry on this list, I promise. Watch Dogs 2 strikes a far more cheerful and freewheeling tone than its rather gritty and pretty dull predecessor, feeling much more like a Saints Row game, and that is mostly for the better. And if your curiosity prevails, you might find yourself inadvertently popping the Hold My Hair achievement, which is unlocked by using your in-game camera phone to snap a selfie of an NPC vomiting. You can find blackout drunk people all over the map, particularly around the Oakland Pier area, though you may have to follow them for a little while before they finally bend over and blow chunks all over the pavement. This achievement can be a little imprecise to pop, so hunters desperate to do so will probably end up with a photo gallery full of drunk people that are dry heaving on the street, which in itself is utterly disgusting. Number 5. Dastardly. Red Dead Redemption. Like pretty much every Rockstar video game, Red Dead Redemption makes no bones about the fact that you are playing as a highly morally questionable character, but even then, players can take this to some pretty grim extremes. The legendary Secret Dastardly achievement can be popped by committing a most heinous act of violence against a totally innocent party, and that is, indulging in a classic Western bad guy trope of using a lasso to hogtie a woman, placing her on some train tracks, and remaining nearby as she's then exploded into a bloody missed by an oncoming train. Sadly, in this case, there is no grizzled, gritty hero around to save the day. Again, true to form for Rockstar, the developers made no effort to shy away from or indeed minimize the bloody outcome. Anyone who keeps watching will witness the poor woman in question get instantly pulverized into a crimson shower of rather meaty chunks, which is great if you are looking to answer the question of what would happen when human flesh gets stress tested by a steam train locomotive. The answer is body jam. Number 4. R. Kelly's Protégé. Postal 2. Now, achievements don't get much more vile than this, and you have been warned. The highly politically incorrect Postal 2 is entirely consumed with being as tasteless and irresponsible as possible, and to that end, it included an achievement named R. Kelly's Protégé, which is unlocked when players urinate on an NPC until they're sick. Now, if you know much about R. Kelly at all, you're probably aware why this achievement received his namesake, and as such, it's one of the most stomach-churning goals that you can actively seek out in a video game. That said, considering how thoroughly the game encourages you to urinate on pretty much anyone and everything in your sight, you're quite likely to end up popping this sooner or later regardless. Number 3. Bros Before Foes. God of War Ascension. Now, God of War Ascension may have been a lesser spin-off from the main franchise, but it certainly doesn't let up in the grotesque gore department. You see, players can unlock the Bros Before Foes trophy by escaping the Fury ambush in the game's 20th chapter, The Gauntlet of Apollo. After defeating the Furies, a cutscene will play where Kratos grabs one of them, stomps them in the face, and then effortlessly impales them on a nearby spike as blood free flows out of their wound. Now, once the rest of the cutscene is played out, where Kratos is rescued, the trophy will pop, rewarding the player for dealing with the Furies, well, pretty successfully. But things get a little grosser when you consider that the trophy was originally called Bros Before Hoes in review copies of the game, prompting significant backlash from the gaming community per its misogynistic implication. SCE Santa Monica responded quickly though, patching the trophy the very same day the game hit storefronts. Number 2. Wasteland Chef. Mad Max. Now, beggars can't be choosers when you're trying to survive in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, and adventurous eaters in Avalanche's Mad Max game will be duly rewarded with the Wasteland Chef achievement. You see, while journeying around the world, you'll periodically find rotting corpses that are filled to the brim with maggots, which can offer up some unconventional and obviously revolting nourishment to a famished Max. Upon approaching the body, you'll be presented with a prompt to eat the maggots that are residing in what remains of it. In turn, this will pop the achievement and treat the player to a brief, stomach-churning animation of Max gobbling up a handful of maggots. Cheers, mate. I mean, yes, it could have been a bit worse. He could have actually gone full cannibal and eaten an actual human like the protagonist in the forest, but still, handful of maggots, mate. No thanks. And number 1, The Nutcracker. Sweet. Sniper Elite 4. The Sniper Elite franchise is much loved for its nauseatingly brutal X-ray camera system, which will show an on-target bullet ripping through the victim in X-ray fashion, chronicling their innards becoming, well, very much outards. This includes the ability to snipe enemies directly in the testicles and watch as their balls literally explode, but the game has a no less revolting achievement for those who like to take care of business a little bit more up close and personal. First off, what you gotta do is find an enemy and shoot them in the foot with a pistol, causing them to drop to the floor. After this, you need to pull out your rifle and blast them in the nuts, exploding their crotch region into a red stained mess. In addition to unlocking the achievement, the Nutcracker Sweet, you'll get the words testicle shot proudly displayed across the screen in recognition of your uniquely savage act. Cheers?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.